going to read this entire comment off my computer because it's a bit long and I don't want to leave out the last part. It says, are we reading the same documents that dropped? Stories contradict, especially DM and BF statements. I'm keeping an open mind. If those two were males, they would not have been cleared so quickly. The only evidence they had on Brian Koberger was the sheath, which wasn't even source DNA. They couldn't place him at the house. Read the documents, people. See for yourself. Big breath, Aaron. You've got this. Okay, right, let's get into it. The first thing that I love is, I'm keeping an open mind. I don't know if you're late to the party. He pled guilty. Also, it's really amazing when people say, I'm keeping an open mind, while literally ignoring the evidence presented against him and going down a rabbit hole or narrative that doesn't fucking exist. Like, oh, I'm keeping an open mind because I don't listen to all the facts. I don't listen to the scientific evidence that's being presented against him. What's that, sorry? You want to present all the facts to me? I'm open-minded. When you ignore the evidence presented against someone and follow a narrative that literally doesn't exist, that in itself is just ignorant bliss. The other thing in this comment that I like is they only have the sheath. Don't know if you're aware, but realistically, that's all they actually needed. The victims in this case had their lives taken from a K-bar, and what was left behind was a K-bar sheath that had his DNA on it. The weapon that took those innocent kids' lives that night was housed inside of that sheath. So the weapon used was drawn from that sheath owned by Brian Koberger. You also said it wasn't even source DNA and then told everyone to read the documents. So if you'd read the documents, you'd have seen that it was singular source DNA. Now, I don't know about you, but singular doesn't mean two people. Mixed profile isn't even on there. It's literally singular source. It was 0.168 UL per NG, which basically means it's actually quite a lot of DNA. To make a complete profile, you need a nanogram of DNA. So if they uploaded that entire profile of DNA to CODIS, it would have overloaded the system. In other words, for the DNA to be that profile size, it didn't just mean that he cleaned the knife sheath. It meant that he cleaned the knife sheath before he went to the fucking home. And the reason why he cleaned it, wait for this, is because he knew what he was going to fucking do with it. But I appreciate the importance of keeping an open mind. But it's also essential to ground our opinions in verified facts. And in this case, the available documents and discovery do not support the idea that stories contradict, or that there is a lack of evidence against Brian. DM and BF statements do not contradict in any material way. Both were cleared in the early investigation, and their timelines have been scrutinized and clarified through further evidence. Law enforcement publicly stated that they were not suspects, and nothing in the discovery contradicts that conclusion. When it comes to the DNA, it was a direct match to Brian Koberger. It wasn't just familial or partial. It matched his DNA profile taken after his arrest and matched to his family through genealogy. And again, the DNA that was found and matched Brian Koberger was DNA that was found on a sheath at the crime scene next to one of the victims. The other thing about, like, they can't match Brian Koberger to the scene of the crime. They had his phone. And not just anyone had his phone. Nicholas fucking Balance from the FBI did. If you don't know who Nick Balance is, you need to do your research on Chad Daybell and Lori Vallow and look at the work that he put in there. And using Brian's cellular data, he was able to show that Brian was near the vicinity of that home 23 separate times. And this was in a 100 meter range where there is no shops or gas station for Brian to say that he was somewhere else. And the pings from that phone showed him there multiple times late at night and in the early hours of the morning, which is consistent with something called surveillance or premeditation. You know, like the thing that he pled guilty for. First count of premeditation. Yeah, whatever. The discovery in this case was 15,691 pages of state discovery. For anyone that's unaware, that would fill 39 legal binders. The entire Lord of the Rings trilogy is about 1,408 pages, right? That's not even 10% of the state's discovery on Koberger. So Sit down with the Lord of the Rings trilogy and see how long it takes you to get through that, and remember that that's about 9% of the state's discovery that they had on Brian. Oh yeah, not to mention the 13,000 photographs they had, 911 dumps of audio and visuals, and an additional 50 terabytes of over 285 police interviews. Oh sorry, my apologies, do you think it stops there? Because it doesn't. They also had 417 files of phone call records, 8,000 video clips from CCTV obtained from 10 different homes, multiple terabytes from 11 computers, and 17 phones forensically examined by police, as well as information from multiple social media accounts. That is not just a sheath. That is a mountain of direct and circumstantial evidence. The narrative that there is no case, or that certain individuals would have been treated differently because of gender, is not only speculative, but it's not even supported by the case file itself. So if people are going to speak on the case, they should indeed read the documents. All of them, and not just cherry-pick parts that feed a contrarian narrative. So why don't for a minute we all just stay like, I don't know, grounded in facts and not conspiracy. I also love it when people say there was more than one person. If there was more than one person, or Brian took someone for like a ride along, for example, he would have used his masters in the criminal justice system to throw them under the bus and save his own life. But he couldn't, and he couldn't give any names over, because it didn't, that's just not how it happened. He went on his own. It was just him. Like, remember his alibi where he was like, no, I wasn't at the scene of the crime because I was looking at myself in like the car mirror. He himself is saying it's just him. And the 8,000 clips obtained from 10 different homes that caught his car that night would have also caught wind of somebody else. Like, the last thing that he did before saying, okay, what's the plea deal here, is come forward and say, I'm going to put through an alternate perpetrator motive. That was his time to try and put anyone else in the spotlight and say that it wasn't him. But there was nobody else for him to be able to throw into the firing line, because that narrative doesn't exist. Anyway, that's it from me.